AOC on the warpath. Democrat incumbents and big businesses beware. By James Feit. Three dozen socialists have either won their Democratic Party primaries or run unopposed so far, with another 75 or so races yet to be called for this November's midterm elections. Perhaps that's what has one well-known congressional Democratic socialist feeling feisty. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Democrat New York, or AOC, as you may know her, wants to break up big companies, ban AI data centers, and share some advice with her fellow Democratic Party incumbents. And if her ideological fellows keep winning, she and they may just get exactly what they want. AOC versus the world. Last week, certain Apple products jumped in price overnight, some by as much as $500. They blame the scarcity and therefore greater expense of acquiring memory chips now being rapidly consumed by the AI-driven demand for data center development. But AOC has other ideas. We need to break up a lot of these companies that are far, far too big, and we need to be instituting consumer protections for people, the New York lawmaker told Fox News on Sunday. Now the price to buy laptops, computers, iPads, electronics in general will go up because the data centers are sucking up all of our own industrial supply, and so we're paying in a lot of ways. We are subsidizing the development of a lot of data centers. The problem that we have is that these big companies, they think they are governments. They want to be governments. They want to have totally unchecked power, she added. I believe that we need to pursue antitrust, and we also need to give some more protections for consumers. As for the AI data centers presumably driving the shortage and subsequent price hike, she joined her fellow Democratic socialist in the Senate, Bernie Sanders, independent Vermont, in backing a bill to impose a moratorium on their development. But back to Apple and other big businesses for a moment. Let's take a closer look at what she actually said and what seems to be her thought process. These companies are far, far too big, and they think they're governments. More importantly, they want to be governments. They want to have totally unchecked power. To the socialist mind, democratic or otherwise, government is a god. No one should have totally unchecked power but the state. And the state should have that power so long as it's the socialists who run it. It's a message of jealousy, but it's also a stark warning of what will happen if enough of these folks win positions of power. The rise of the socialist and a warning to incumbents. So far, 36 socialist candidates across the nation, running for various offices, big and small, have either run unopposed, beaten their establishment rivals, or at the very least, have advanced to a runoff in the Democratic Party primaries. Another 38 have been defeated, but there are still 75 candidates tracked and endorsed by the Democratic Socialists of America, DSA, actively running or just waiting for future primaries. Not all of them are running for Congress, of course. There are folks running for mayor, county and state legislatures, school boards, commissioners, and so on. Still, they're winning in deep blue districts, replacing establishment and more moderate Democrats. And they're wearing proudly as a badge of honor a name that not that long ago would have been a millstone around their necks, socialist. As Liberty Nation News Michelle White recently reported, 15 allegedly non-socialist Democrat lawmakers and candidates signed a promise to America that they aren't socialist and never would be. But those vocal few are already grossly outnumbered by the socialists who stand proudly out in the open. During an interview with MS Now's Jen Psaki on Friday, AOC was asked to give some advice for the two House nominees and DSA members Daria Lisa Avila Chevalier and Claire Valdez. Instead, she issued a warning to establishment incumbents in her party. I actually think the more important advice that I would give would be to my incumbent colleagues, which is you will create a self-fulfilling prophecy by deciding who these young women are before you've met them, Ocasio-Cortez said. If you are already panicking and sending little messages in your group chats about how these people need to be reined in and tamped down and shown their place, you are creating the antagonistic dynamic that we do not need. Simply put, if enough of these candidates win their congressional races, those more traditional Democrat incumbents will be rendered obsolete anyway. It's more important now than ever before to pay close attention to these socialists and what they say they want. They may soon make up the dominant faction of the Democratic Party. And if they do, their dreams could quickly become everyone's reality. You're listening to Liberty Nation News.